98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
98.3 FM WCQM. Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Tropical storm Idalia barreling through the Carolinas, heading on its way out to the Atlantic Ocean. It made landfall Wednesday as a hurricane in Florida and tore through that state in Georgia. Back in Tallahassee, Florida, Kevin Guthrie, the state's emergency management director, says crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers, but in some places, that work will be slow going.
This is a issue where we have miles and miles and miles of rural area that may service one or two residents. So we have more than enough people to restring all the line. But again, it's going to be a little bit different look, a little bit different feel. We may only be able to bring on a handful of customers with a 10-mile stretch of line.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says she's touring the damaged areas to better assess the needs.
See firsthand the impacts that the communities have had so we can determine what level of assistance and what other programs we'll need to bring in to help support those people that were in the storm's path, help them on their road to recovery.
Idalia weakening to a tropical storm, but still carrying 60-mile-per-hour winds. Also at townhall.com, former President Trump entering a not guilty plea in Georgia's election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In addition to pleading not guilty, Trump also waived his right to an in-person arraignment on Wednesday in Atlanta. He joined several other co-defendants in waiving arraignment and skipping next week's hearing. The former president and 18 others are accused of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and has repeatedly blasted the investigation as politically motivated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is down 58 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Events are unfolding like it's right out of the Book of Revelations. From the threat of AI to genocide, wars, man-made bioplagues, everything prophesied in the Bible looks like it's happening now. After speaking to Christian leaders from all over the world, I believe the next step is a man-made crisis completely designed to take over our economic freedom. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, a Christian author and media analyst who breaks down current events to people just like you who are concerned about their future and the future of their families. I always tell my listeners and my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Bible says. You need knowledge about gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's the best option. To see why, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. I recommend you get their info kit. That's FAITH to 989898. And then you'll be armed with the information you need in order to have peace of mind and guide your affairs with great wisdom. God bless you.
A building fire in Johannesburg has killed over 60 people.
Fire engines and crowds gathered outside the building in the heart of Johannesburg's central business district. Some of the people living in the building threw themselves out of the windows to escape the blaze. Of the dozens who died, several were children, the youngest a one-year-old, according to an emergency services spokesperson. Dozens more were injured in the overnight blaze, which took over 3 hours to extinguish. Witnesses said as many as 200 people may have been living in the building. Many of them were thought to be homeless. Abandoned and broken down buildings in the area are common and often taken over by people desperately seeking some form of accommodation. I'm Karen Shamas.
And the fire has killed 15 people in a small apparel factory in a Philippine residential area. It happened in suburban Quezon City. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Farmers Insurance laying off 11% of its workforce.
That means 2,400 employees will lose their jobs as the company restructures for longer-term growth. Farmers says it's cutting jobs from all areas of the company. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In consumer news, Kia recalling about 320,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem that could stop the trunk from being opened from the inside. The recall covers the Optima midsize car from 2016 through 2018, Optima hybrids and plug-ins from 2017 and 2018, and the Rio small car from 2016 and 2017. The trunk latch base can crack and may not open from the inside. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a person inside the trunk could become trapped. Dealers will replace part of the trunk latch base. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair with Sunday, September 3rd activities starting at 9 a.m. with the Arts, Crafts, and Flea Market, more softball at noon, get down the cornhole contest, and kids, grab your frogs for the frog jumping contest. There will be plenty of great concessions, cold beverages, face painting, a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles, and at 1 p.m. it's the Mud Run. At 3 p.m., the famous sawdust dig put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union. And from 7 to 11, enjoy music by the Dweebs. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park. Beautiful Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The last of six men sent to prison for a Green Bay murder 3 decades ago is free on parole.
Online court records show Keith Kutzka was released from the minimum security Prairie du Chien Correctional Institution Wednesday morning. Kutzka and five co-workers were convicted in the 1992 murder of Tom Monfiles at a Green Bay paper mill. His body was found in a pulp vat after Monfiles tipped off police Kutzka stole from the mill. The other five men were previously paroled or released due to failing health. Kutzka is now 72 years old. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wausau therapist is being accused of making inappropriate contact with a patient.
Aaron Milkey is accused of calling the unidentified woman into his office and then locking the door. Once the two were alone, she says he grabbed her from behind and put his hands in her pants and told her he would be thinking about her all day. He's accused of touching her backside as she was leaving the office as well. Milkey now faces two felony counts, the most serious of which could put him away for more than 12 years. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Recognizing Wisconsin as a hotspot for technological growth. That's the aim of U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who seeks to provide the state with up to $75 million to help develop future technology innovations by having Wisconsin designated as a tech hub. While touring the Wisconsin Institutes of Medical Research in Madison Wednesday morning, Baldwin says the acknowledgement would lead to more jobs and opportunities for the state.
I'm going to be talking to the Biden administration about how important it is to support the innovation and ultimate commercialization of innovations here in Wisconsin, but it will have a global impact.
The state's bid for the tech hub designation focuses on biohealth and personalized medicine.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Some frantic moments at a campground in Green Lake County.
The Green Lake County Sheriff's Department was notified around 2:30 Tuesday morning about a 2.5-year-old girl who was missing from her family's campsite at Hattie Sherwood Campground. Cops used a canine and drone teams to locate the little girl. She was found about a quarter mile from the campground, sleeping on a sidewalk. She's okay and was reunited with her parents. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the Northwoods Pantry is asking people leaving their cabins for the season for their leftover food.
The Lakeland Pantry in Woodruff and Minocqua is hoping that campers, vacationers, and resort owners can bring their extra non-perishable food items before they head back south. Director Lorna Springgate tells WXPR they'll even take frozen food so long as it is still frozen. The pantry provides over 17,000 pounds of food every week and offers volunteer medical checkups as well. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha May Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Timothy J. Roush, 59, of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on August 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his two children, Jessica Branch of Royston, Georgia, and by Jacob of Honolulu, Hawaii. Survived also by three grandchildren and further survived by his significant other, Beth Watson of Park Falls, along with his stepchildren, Nick and Anthony Watson. Survived also by his former wife, Ginger Roush of Glidden, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will take place at the Edgerton Conservative Club, located in Edgerton, on Sunday, September 3rd, from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. The Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy J. Roush, age 59, Park Falls. Wayne Morose of Morosestead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Morose, by their son, Michael Morose of Sherwood, by his six siblings, Ron Morose, Jerry Skins Morose, Dennis Grubby Morose, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Morose, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitowish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal, open house-style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Morose, age 67. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. They do it to better serve you. And just like you, they want to get home safely at the end of a hard day's work. When driving, all of us have a chance to set the right example. Be patient. Put down the phone. Never text and drive. Slow down and move over if possible to give workers a little extra room. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A full moon and cold weather oftentimes go hand in hand. We see it happen quite a bit around here in the upper Midwest. I notice it more in the fall and winter. The coldest nights may not occur on the exact full moon night, but usually it's within one or two nights of it. Not every full moon is going to have that situation, though. And with that being said, what's the explanation of it? The moon has a super small, really an infinitesimally small influence on the weather. Is it just pure coincidence? Keep in mind, though, that our weather is changing every day. We get warm-ups, we get cool-downs, and back and forth we go. And so that's going to basically give us a coincidental situation of cold nights during the full moons. Now, the lower sun angle that's happening right now is building colder air because the nights are longer and the sun doesn't have as much power to it. And so that's happening not only in Canada, but here too. And so that has more of an influence than anything, doesn't it? The weakening of our heat source. Today's major fish feeding period is from noon till 2. The minor is 6:15 until 7:15 this evening. And that very bright, almost full moon will rise again tonight after 8 o'clock, about 8:20 or so. Our sunrise time this morning was at 6:21. Sunset time this evening in Park Falls happens at 7:44. We're looking at some very nice weather for the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Lots of sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s, winds are out of the south. It'll pick up a little bit this afternoon, 5 to 15 miles an hour, and it's a bit on the breezy side tomorrow, starting out at 51. We'll have sunshine and scattered high clouds with our high at 83. South winds are at 10 to 20 plus miles an hour, so it's a bit breezy there. And then Saturday and Sunday should be mostly sunny. Our highs up to about 88 on Saturday and 94 on Sunday. Humidity is not high until Monday, with our high near 90. South winds are pretty steady both days, 5 to 15 miles an hour, maybe at times gusting a little higher. Monday's winds are stronger. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klepotek.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Get set for three big nights of live entertainment this Labor Day weekend at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Starting Friday night with our own Shane Kronberger. Saturday night, it's national recording artist the Zach Grandel Band. And Sunday, some good old boys from Park Falls, the Outsiders. All performing live in the Den's outdoor bar and music venue from 7 to 11 p.m. Try the Den's original Phillips screwdriver and enjoy the Peaches in Paradise summer cocktails at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin, where it's not a question whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 54 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 80 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Sunday with highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 90 Monday, 86 Tuesday, and 74 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 75 this afternoon. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 69.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and interleague play, the Texas Rangers bullpen fades in a loss to the New York Mets.
The Rangers have lost their share of the AL West lead by falling to the Mets 6-5 in 10 innings. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy.
The guys fought hard. We just didn't cash in quite enough. A couple double plays with the bases loaded. But they fought hard to come back.
DJ Stewart homered twice and was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to end the game. Daniel Vogelbach also homered for New York, which avoided a three-game sweep. The Rangers have dropped 10 of 13 to fall a game behind the Mariners and Astros. Jonah Heim's two-run single in the eighth put Texas ahead 5-3. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other interleague winners included the LA Angels, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Pittsburgh. In the National League, winners were the Chicago Cubs, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and the LA Dodgers. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the American League, winners included the New York Yankees, Chicago White Sox, Cleveland, Seattle, and Houston. In tennis, Francis Tiafoe picked up another victory in Arthur Ashe Stadium to reach the U.S. Open's third round. He quickly grabbed a lead and never let go while getting past Sebastian Offner of Austria, 6-3, 6-1, 6-4. Novak Djokovic, Iga Swiatek, and Coco Gauff all won in straight sets. In college football, the conference commissioners who manage the college football playoff have met for the first time since a wave of realignment tore apart the Pac-12. The changing landscape raises the possibility that the number of automatic bids in the 12-team format could be tweaked. This is the final year of the four-team playoff. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey says more clarity is needed. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers have another practice day today before getting a long weekend off. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're just over a week away from their September 10th opener at Chicago. General Manager Brian Gutekunst says he's pretty confident that linebackers Rashawn Gary and Devondre Campbell will be ready for the opener, although Coach Matt LaFleur said Gary would be eased back into things.
We'll put him on a pitch count. I mean, we're going to be smart with him, knowing that this is a marathon and, you know, working with our athletic training staff in terms of just how much volume we want to give him. But he's another guy that attacks it the same way every day, and he's going to go 100 miles an hour, and sometimes we have to pull him back because he's going to keep going.
Football Badgers 2 days away from their season opener against Buffalo at Camp Randall. Running back Braylon Allen getting ready for what's likely his final season in Madison.
Obviously, I'm excited. Like I said, you know, I've done this a couple times now, so it's not like hopefully on Saturday. I know on Friday, Saturday, I'll be feeling a little bit more anxious to get out there right now. Like I said, I'm just trying to prepare as best I can, get to understand the opponent and what they're trying to do.
Brewers fell to the Cubs 3-2 in Chicago yesterday, losing the rubber game of their series. Chicago's Cody Bellinger drove in the game winner when he lined a ball off the foot of Brewers pitcher Yoel Piamps in the bottom of the eighth. Brewers manager Craig Counsell on the loss.
I think margins are small throughout the baseball season, and you know, there's little stuff that happened that maybe, especially, you know, in the last five outs of the game, certainly that went their way, but that's the way it goes.
Both teams are off today. Top-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team needed five sets last night to dispatch number 21 Arkansas in Fayetteville. The Badgers ran off three straight points to clinch the fifth set win. Two teams will meet again tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPNU. Nebraska women's volleyball team broke the world attendance record. 92,003 fans witnessing the Huskers beat Omaha on Wednesday night at Nebraska's Memorial Stadium. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a torso wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free right next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
Oh,
Just two, 'cause a girl like her on a night like Smith, Creek Will Rise. All right, talking about the price of cheese, world record, a 4.8-pound wheel of Spanish cheese broke the world record when it was auctioned for more than $32,000. So how do you know it's going to be good cheese? Do you get a sample of it? And at $32,000, a sample might be a little $100 slice of that stuff. And by the way, it's blue cheese. I happen to really like blue cheese and blue cheese dressing, but I'm sure not going to pay $32,000 for a 4-pound wheel of that stuff. Are you?
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Yeehaw! Every Thursday at 4 p.m., it's Texas Steak Night at Burgers Bar and Grill. Number one grade boneless ribeye with ear of corn and potato. Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 54 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 80 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Sunday with highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 90 Monday, 86 Tuesday, and 74 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 75 this afternoon. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 70.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98 Q Country.
Plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets, and you and me working on the night shift, baby.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Girl, could
favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
So today is the last day of August. Can you believe that? The last day of August. I'm sure it's still going to be hot for a while. Today is the 31st of August. It is a Thursday. It's International Overdose Awareness Day. It's Daffodil Day. You would think that would be in the springtime. What? Daffodil Day. And it's National Matchmaker Day. Use a dating app instead. It's cheaper. Right? Coming up, Blake Shelton. We were talking about him. Russell Dickerson, Tracy Byrd, and more. They're all on your country music station just around the corner right here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my salt and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. Every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. This talk, nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade. You be my little Loretta. I'll
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.